Chapter 5. Attraction and Distraction. When we allow distractions to wobble us away from ourselves, that's when our intuition starts to fade and our focus dulls. Tara Stiles. In the fast-paced world we live in, the challenge of staying grounded in faith has never been more apparent. Modern life is filled with distractions, whether it's the constant barrage of notifications from social media, the allure of material possessions, or the pursuit of success and status. These distractions pull our attention away from what truly matters, making it difficult to maintain a life centered on faith and purpose. Focus on what you want. Everything else is a distraction. Brain balance. At the same time, there are powerful attractions that can help us live a more purposeful life, such as the call to meaningful work, deep relationships, and the pursuit of spiritual growth. The key challenge is discerning between distractions that lead us away from God and attractions that draw us closer to Him. This chapter will explore the complexities of attraction and distraction in modern life, offering biblical guidance and practical strategies to stay grounded in faith amidst the noise. The distractions of modern life, social media, technology, and materialism. One of the most pervasive distractions in modern life is the rise of technology and social media. While these tools have the potential to connect us with others and provide access to valuable information, they often become sources of distraction, pulling us away from time spent in prayer, reflection, and meaningful relationships. The constant scrolling, the pursuit of likes and validation, and the need to stay connected always can leave us feeling empty, anxious, and distant from God. The Bible offers wisdom on the dangers of distraction. Proverbs 4 verses 25 to 27 advises, "Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to the paths for your feet, and be steadfast in all your ways. Do not turn to the right or the left. Keep your foot from evil." This passage reminds us of the importance of focusing on the path God has set before us, resisting the temptation to be pulled away by distractions. Materialism is another major distraction in today's world. The constant push for more, more possessions, more wealth, more success, among others, can lead us down a path of dissatisfaction and spiritual emptiness. Matthew 6 verse 24 warns, "No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." This passage speaks to the importance of keeping our priorities in check and remembering that our ultimate allegiance must be to God, not the pursuit of material wealth. Progress is the attraction that moves humanity. Marcus Garvey. The attraction of a purposeful life. While distractions can pull us away from faith, there are also powerful attractions that can lead us closer to God and a more purposeful life. The pursuit of spiritual growth, meaningful relationships, and work that aligns with our values are all examples of attractions that help us live in alignment with God's will. Jesus' call to the disciples is a powerful example of the attraction of a purposeful life. In Matthew 4 verses 18 to 20, Jesus calls Peter and Andrew to follow him, saying, "Come, follow me, and I will send you out to fish for people." At once, they left their nets and followed him, attracted by the promise of a life with purpose. This example reminds us that when we are drawn to God's calling, we are drawn to a life of deeper meaning and significance. The attraction of serving others, to love our neighbors as ourselves, is another key element of a purposeful life. Galatians 5 verse 13 encourages, stating that, "You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love." Service to others, driven by love, is one of the greatest attractions that draws us into deeper communion with God and aligns our lives with His purposes. Biblical guidance on distraction versus focus. The Bible is filled with teachings on the importance of staying focused on God amidst life's distractions. In the story of Martha and Mary, found in Luke 10 verses 38 to 42, we see a powerful lesson about distraction and focus. Martha is busy with the preparations for hosting Jesus, while Mary chooses to sit at his feet, listening to his teachings. Martha becomes frustrated and asks Jesus to rebuke Mary, but Jesus gently reminds her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. This story illustrates the importance of prioritizing our spiritual life over the busyness of daily tasks. Similarly, Colossians 3 verse 2 offers clear instructions on where our focus should be. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. In a world filled with distractions, this passage reminds us that our focus should remain on God and His kingdom, not on the temporary distractions of the world. Case Study 1. The Rich Young Ruler, Matthew 19 verses 16 to 30. One of the most striking biblical examples of the pull between attraction and distraction is found in the story of the rich young ruler. This man approached Jesus with a desire to follow him, but when Jesus told him to sell his possessions and give the money to the poor, the young ruler walked away sad, not readily disposed to parting with his wealth. The rich young ruler was attracted to the idea of eternal life, but was distracted by his attachment to material wealth. His possessions became an obstacle to fully following Christ. This story serves as a powerful reminder that the things we hold on to in this world can distract us from fully pursuing God's call on our lives. Case Study 2. Digital Distractions, the Challenge of Social Media. In recent years, many Christians have shared their struggles with the distracting nature of social media. Take the example of Amaka, a Nigerian Christian who found herself spending hours on Instagram, constantly checking updates and comparing her life to others. What started to keep up with friends quickly turned into a source of anxiety and distraction from her faith. Amaka eventually decided to take a break from social media, using the time to reconnect with God through prayer and Bible study. She realized that while social media had its benefits, it had also become a major distraction from her spiritual growth. Amaka's story highlights how even good things, like staying connected, can become distractions when they take too much of our attention. Practical strategies to stay grounded in faith. To combat the distractions of modern life and stay focused on God's purpose, it is important to cultivate habits that help us remain grounded in our faith. Here are some practical strategies. 1. Create space for quiet time with God. Set aside time each day for prayer, reflection, and reading scripture. By intentionally carving out moments of silence and solitude, you create space for God to speak into your life. This helps counter the constant noise of modern life and recenters your focus on what truly matters. 2. Limit time on social media and technology. While technology can be a useful tool, it can also become a major source of distraction. Consider setting boundaries around your use of social media, such as limiting the time spent on these platforms or taking regular breaks. By doing so, you can reclaim time for activities that nourish your faith. 3. Cultivate gratitude. One way to combat materialism is by practicing gratitude for what you already have. Keep a gratitude journal where you regularly write down the blessings in your life. By focusing on the abundance of God's provision, you can resist the pull of consumerism and stay grounded in contentment. 4. Serve others. Engaging in acts of service is a powerful way to refocus your attention on God's call to love and care for others, whether through volunteering, helping a neighbor, or participating in church outreach. Serving others shifts the focus from self to others and helps you live out your faith in tangible ways. 5. Practice mindfulness and focus. In a world filled with distractions, practicing mindfulness can help you stay present and attentive to what matters. Mindfulness involves being fully present in the moment, whether in prayer, worship, or daily tasks. This practice can help you cultivate a deeper sense of awareness of God's presence in your life. Bible verses on distraction and focus. Philippians 4 verse 8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Matthew 6 verse 33. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Hebrews 12 verses 1 to 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. Quotes on distraction and focus. The closer you are to God, the less room there is for distractions. Unknown. What consumes your mind controls your life. Unknown. We must shift our gaze from the distractions of the world to the beauty of Christ. John Piper. Discussion questions. 1. What are some of the most significant distractions in your life, and how do they impact your spiritual growth? 2. How can you better discern between attractions that align with God's purpose and distractions that pull you away from Him? 3. In what ways can you create more space for God in your daily routine? 4. How does technology or materialism play a role in your life, and what steps can you take to reduce their influence? Further reading. The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry John, Mark Comer. Addicted to Busy. Recovery for the Rushed Soul, Brady Boyd. Celebration of Discipline, Richard Foster. Conclusion. Distractions are an inevitable part of life, but they don't have to define how we live our faith. In a world filled with noise, whether it's the constant presence of social media, the lure of material wealth, or the demands of our busy schedules, it's easy to lose sight of our spiritual goals. Yet, as we've seen, the Bible provides a clear call to remain focused on what truly matters, our relationship with God and the pursuit of a life aligned with His will. While distractions pull us in countless directions, they are also powerful attractions that lead us toward a purposeful life. The call to serve, to love, and to grow spiritually are invitations that draw us closer to God. These attractions help us stay anchored in our faith and guide us through the noise and temptations of modern life. At the heart of our journey is the need for discernment, learning to recognize what pulls us away from God and what draws us toward Him. In the story of the rich young ruler, we see the tragic consequences of choosing worldly attachments over the eternal call of Christ. On the other hand, the attraction to follow Jesus, as seen in the lives of the disciples, reminds us of the deep fulfillment and purpose that come from living in alignment with God's will. The example of digital distractions, such as a Maka story, serves as a reminder that even good things can become detrimental when they consume too much of our attention. In a world where technology offers both connection and distraction, we must be vigilant in protecting the sacred spaces where we connect with God. The challenge is to remain intentional in our daily lives. By cultivating habits that keep us grounded, such as prayer, gratitude, and service, we can resist the distractions that lead us astray. These habits, anchored in biblical truth, help us to fix our eyes on Jesus, as Hebrews 12 verse 2 reminds us, and to run the race set before us with perseverance and purpose. In this journey, we are not alone. As Christians, we are part of a community that encourages one another to stay focused on the things of God, even amidst the distractions of the world. Together, we can support each other in living lives that reflect Christ's love, purpose, and grace. Ultimately, the question of attraction and distraction comes down to what we choose to prioritize. By seeking first the kingdom of God, Matthew 6 verse 33, we align ourselves with His purpose and find lasting peace and fulfillment, even in a world full of distractions. When we make space for God, our lives are transformed by His presence, and we are empowered to live with intention and faith. Let us continually choose the attractions that bring us closer to God, while gently setting aside the distractions that pull us away. In doing so, we can live with clarity, focus, and purpose, grounded in the love and guidance of our Savior.